latest team news from clubcall.com.
These latest Newcastle United headlines will start with the very latest on the future of manager Rafa Benitez. He is coming under pressure now after a dismal start to the season for the Magpies, yet to win at Newcastle, and following the 1-0 defeat to Brighton on Saturday, Benitez's side are bottom of the table. However, despite reports suggesting Newcastle and owner Mike Ashley are considering sacking Benitez, the latest suggestions are that Ashley backs Benitez and has no intention of getting rid of the Spaniard. Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers has been tentatively linked with the St James's Park hot seat, but as things stand, there is unlikely to be any change of manager unless results continue to be as poor as they've been at the start of the season. Ashley is now hoping for a considerable improvement after Newcastle's poor start to the season, but that did include, of course, big games against Manchester City, Manchester United, Arsenal and Chelsea. Elsewhere, news on the transfer front, reports say that Newcastle are interested in Belgian winger Leandro Trossard. The 23-year-old is highly rated in Belgium. He's had an impressive start to the season. In 17 games, the winger has scored 15 goals and got 4 assists, with 8 goals in the league and 5 in the Europa League qualifiers. Reports say then that Newcastle are interested, but Southampton are also being linked with Trossard. Finally, Neil Redfern's short-term role at Newcastle working with the under-23 side has come to an end. Redfern joined the club to help under-23's coach Ben Dawson following his decision to quit as manager of Liverpool's women's side. But just 3 weeks later, he has moved on. The former Leeds boss was only employed on a short-term basis, and reports say the 53-year-old is now considering a more permanent job offer elsewhere. Redfern appeared to make a positive impact with the Newcastle youngsters, as the under-23s have won their last 4 League and Cup games, including a 2-0 Checkatrade trophy win over League 2 side Notts County, and most recently a 5-2 win over Aston Villa on Monday.